Rusty Quill presents.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
It was a miracle to Eve, but it wasn't. It was just a terrible accident.
You will be the father of a new world. Take comfort in that. Big deaths draw the operator, and yours is a great one, Trevor. The last one. Do you see it? Do you see the light? It's coming.
It's not...
Your death draws him near.
It's not the operator. It's above the trees.
Thank you, Trevor. Goodbye.
What is that?
What?
Cease attempting to murder Agent Barnes. I am here for you. Both of you. I would prefer to retrieve you with minimal casualties.
You're not the one I'm after.
Release him, or I will show you I am just as dangerous.
You saved my life. Are you what I think you are?
What do you think I am?
Wait, I think I know you.
Let me know when you decide. We must return to the agency.
There is no agency. That was a joke.
You're the group.
Don't be foolish. You're the toast of the entire division.
Division?
Monster Task Force. Cryptid Division, of course.
Alice! Your name is Alice.
I was Alice. I am Demi-Director Dorothy. And we have to leave.
I don't understand.
We will have company soon. My craft is rather obvious. Blame Jehudi's flair for the dramatic.
Who?
I'm not going until I get what I came here for.
You would not enjoy meeting it in direct combat, Agent Fallon. Now come with me, or I will collect you.
You too. Why does everyone have a gun except me?
I have a gift.
Collection it is. And down she goes. It's amazing, isn't it, Agent Barnes? how little it takes to incapacitate a human body.
She...
sedated. Collect Agent Fallon, won't you, and bring her along? I would rather not have to drag you both.
Where?
Into the light, of course.
Right.
Area secure, agents acquired. Agent Fallon required a sedative. You find humor in the strangest things, sir. Oh, no need to hurry. Agent Dorothy is quite thorough. Complete your reintegration on schedule. Your arm, Agent Barnes. We tended to it in transit. Our treatment is thorough, but not enough to avoid scarring. There was significant tissue damage.
Thank you for that, Eve.
Try not to move it much. The sling will help it heal. I trust your commute was comfortable otherwise?
I don't remember.
We'll begin debriefing you shortly.
What did you do to me?
Do?
There's a hole in my memory.
Oh, that is how forgetting works.
No, I didn't forget.
It's just great.
Did you sedate me too?
Hard to explain, isn't it? A phantom ship sliding through a close fog, shades darkening the periphery, motes in your own eye, monstrous things on the horizon, distant shores of strange lands. Bereft of touchstone in the swirling gray, you float without knowing. The drift both instant and endless. Not to worry, that's all standard.
Do you have it too? The memory loss?
No.
Will it come back?
It may. The imprint will remain. You are here. That is all that matters now.
Where are we?
I have told you. The agency.
Where is the agency?
What do you want with us?
So many questions. You are curious little Georges.
Georges?
Furry little men, fond of mischief and bananas.
Do you mean monkeys?
Do I?
Curious George is a monkey.
Is he?
George is the monkey's name.
We are all learning today.
I would like to learn just what the blue fuck is going on.
All in good time.
Dear God, Eve, what have you gotten us into?
Can't you see?
I can see that we've been abducted and imprisoned.
We've come farther than I've ever imagined.
You are merely guests here for now.
These people, whoever they are dangerous. I'm sure of it.
I am sure you're right.
I can corroborate your hypothesis.
And who are you anyway? Alice? Dorothy? What about the other one? J-whatever.
Jehudi.
Terrific. Is that a good witch or a bad witch? How long until Mombi shows up and it's off with our heads?
We are so close, Trevor. So close.
Close to what?
You will know soon. Until then, I need to collect some information. Date of birth.
Are you serious?
Date of birth.
What the hell do you...
Agent Barnes, do you need another nap? Date of birth.
August 31st.
Previous address?
Do you mean current address?
Do I?
Previous... Sounds like I don't live there anymore.
Whatever structure you most recently identified as home, please share any and all symbology employed to identify said domicile.
1634...
Next of kin.
Don't you need the rest, city, state?
State. I assumed it was solid, was it not?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Next of kin, both of you.
None.
None.
You have both been close to death.
Recently, yes.
Always.
That explains the compassion you showed Thomas.
It was the right thing to do.
What seemed right about it?
I had to help him.
How could you help him? He was dying.
Stay with him until the end. Ease his passing.
You escorted him to the edge of the blue and helped set him gently into the black. Even as you caused his death. Fascinating dichotomy. I can see why he likes you.
Wait, how did you know about Thomas?
Jehudi will be with you soon.
You're leaving. I thought you were going to explain all of this.
It will all make sense.
You keep saying that, but it's still not happening.
There is a plan.
Please, one question.
One.
Is this hell?
No.
Oh.
You sound disappointed.
It's just that if it was, this would all make a lot more sense.
Do not be so certain. Hell is... Well, it's hell. Total bureaucratic nightmare. Jehudi approaches.
Jehudi. What the hell is happening, Eve? You said we were close to the truth. What truth?
The end of the path.
You mean the shapes?
Where do you think we are?
I think we are in the abandoned grain cellar.
No, not we. You. I know where I am.
I think we're probably in an abandoned grain cellar in the middle of nowhere, held by some clandestine government agency, over-enthusiastic cryptid hunters, or maybe just garden-variety psychopaths. But regardless, we'll never be seen or heard from again unless we get out of here now.
Where's the evidence for that?
What?
You're the one who insists upon evidence before all. Show me that we are where you think we are.
All right. There's a big white flag in the corner. Could be the farm's name, logo, branding. Right. There's dust on the floor. Could be rotten chaff. There are little mechanical things on the shelves. Clearly this place housed machinery at some point. Still does, by the sound of whatever is behind that door.
A logo, grain chaff, and machine parts.
Seems farmy to me.
It took you 24 hours to crack the notebooks I gave you. This puzzle is much easier. Look closer.
I don't want to solve another puzzle, Eve. I want to go home.
Want is a bug.
Don't.
Start with the flag. It's white.
Yes.
Why?
Because it is.
It's nylon. It's been exposed to unfiltered sun and temperature swings for almost 50 years. It's not white. It's faded. Why would anyone, let alone a government agency, keep a sun-bleached flag in the corner of a dingy room in an abandoned grain cellar?
What are you talking about?
Look at the grain chaff. Ever seen anything that color before?
Gray?
That's not organic. Even if it deteriorated over years, nothing organic falls to ash like that.
So maybe it's dust then.
And that particular mechanical thing is remarkably similar to the design of the soil mechanics surface sampler on the Surveyor 3.
The Lunar Exploration Module.
NASA's been back to that site. They brought the module's camera home in 69, but not the sampler. That stayed on the moon. In the Mare Cognitum, to be exact. So how is it that the sampler is here now?
How could you possibly know that that is the exact model?
I've read just as much of Dr. Ott's work as you have.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Thomas. Get to the point, Eve. Where are we?
We're over the rainbow. We're there. We're here.
That's impossible.
Our memory loss, the creature in the woods, Mad Al Thomas, Alice, Dorothy, the flag, the dust, the machinery, a goddamn UFO. Come on, Trevor. Put it together.
No.
Say it. Say what you know is true.
The moon. This room, you, me, we're on the moon.
Doesn't that feel better?
What about the gravity?
I'm sure they've taken into account that we're Earthlings.
But there's nothing else. You don't think we're in the...
with Soul Catcher.
Greetings!
No one's ever made it inside before. Even the very finest viewers.
Some have reported feeling a repelling force.
So whatever is up here must be well above top secret.
To employ psychic defenses. You bet it is.
Thomas.
Sort of.
How did you...
survive death. And one of the perks of the job.
The job?
I suppose a little truth is needed.
Now more than ever.
Very well. My name is not Thomas Ott. I am Jehudi, Lord of Khemenu, Judge of the Two Combatant Gods. Or, if you're feeling, I don't know, roguish, you could use my favorite title, Three Times Great Great. In deference to brevity, however, you may call me Toth.
You've been listening to Cryptids on your chosen podcast platform. Cryptids is created by Alexander V. Thompson. Starring Mariana McClellan, Alexander V. Thompson, William McNulty, and Jenna Krasowski. Written by Alexander V. Thompson. Directed by Devin Shepard. Produced by Nora Uncle, Devin Shepard, and Gabriel Rosenstein. Sound design by Gina Zdanowicz. Theme song, Joanna, by Mary Esther Carter. Cryptids is a production of Wild Obscura Films. Thank you for listening. If you liked our program, please rate and subscribe to help other listeners find their path to uncovering the mystery. And as always, I bid you, eyes to the skies. Good night.